Gray County Warden Brian Milne has wrapped up his term in office with the delivery of his closing address. Milne looked back on his year in the warden's chair at County Council's meeting on November 23. Milne thanked county councillors, county staff, his family, his local council in Southgate and the general public for their help in achieving a successful year. Although his one-year term has ended, Milne is expected to remain in the job. At this point, he is the only declared candidate for the warden's job in 2024. County Council will choose the next warden at its inaugural session on December 5 at 5 p.m. They say time flies when you're having fun, and it's truly been an honor to work with all of you over the past year to advance Gray County's priorities. I'm incredibly grateful to have had the opportunity to lead this council for the first year of our term, and I think we can all be proud of the progress we've made together, Milne said during his address. The warden recalled taking over the top role at Gray County with a brand new council having just been elected. Half of the new county council was comprised of newly elected members. Now, 12 months later, we're running at full speed, and I'm pleased to feel a true sense of cohesion around this table. That isn't to say that we always agree completely on everything, but I believe we have established trust and understanding which allows us to work together, as a team, for the good of Gray County. Teamwork is of the utmost importance when it comes to tackling the large challenges that come our way. We are stronger together and we have shown that this year, he said. Milne did a brief overview of achievements in the various county departments and looked back fondly on a number of significant accomplishments over the past year. He also said there is more work to be done, as County Council continues to work to reduce a potential double-digit tax increase in 2024. We still have a lot of work ahead of us. I know we have more challenges to overcome, but I have complete confidence we will meet those challenges. Former Prime Minister R.B. Bennett once said, "Let us begin right. And not be deterred from our duty because the actions which that duty lays upon us seems temporarily unpopular," said Milne. Together we are stronger, and I look forward to the many things we will accomplish as a team over the next 3 years. After the meeting concluded, Milne received his warden's pin from his deputy warden, Gray Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen. The warden also posed for pictures with council and members of the county's senior management team.